Chapter 38. We had sex an hour before she died, Jesse said. Dix nodded. I'm sad, Jesse said. And I'm insulted. Dix tilted his head slightly. I'm the chief of police, and I'm trying to catch these bastards, and they shoot a woman I just made love to. You think it was intentional? Dix said. I don't know. But it makes me mad. And you think it was more than one person? Dix said. Yes. The two guns don't make any sense to me otherwise. Dix was wearing a blue blazer today and a white shirt. Everything about him gleamed. His shaved head, his starched shirt, his thick-soled mahogany shoes. He sat with his hands laced over his flat stomach, rubbing the tips of his thumbs together. Jen called me after Abby was killed, Jesse said, and said she hoped I was okay. Dix waited, moving the tips of his thumbs softly back and forth. And she said she wanted me to give her special access to the sniper killing, her and a cameraman, inside coverage, follow the whole investigation. Dix nodded encouragingly. Four people die and she sees it as a career opportunity. Why would she think you'd allow that? Dix said. Jesse smiled without humor. Because she is the object of my affections, he said. Object? Just being amusing, Jesse said. Dix didn't say anything. They were quiet. The room shimmered with stillness. Jesse took in some air. His movements were stiff. Dix waited. He seemed perfectly comfortable waiting. Jesse's stiffness loosened. She said once, Jesse's voice was hoarse, that what I really love is my fantasy of her, and I keep trying to squeeze her into it. What did you say? I said it was fucking shrink talk. Dix grinned. The object of your affection, Dix said. More fucking shrink talk, Jesse said. Dix smiled. Sure, he said. I am, after all, a fucking shrink.